Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is April 20th, 2011. This is audio boot number 80. Well, today was quite a day in the markets, right? We'll talk a little bit about that. Apple earnings, your iPhone, yum. That's Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut. Chipotle, the Los Angeles Dodgers, Weird Al Yankovic, Lady Gaga. Everything, right? Well, hey, NASDAQ was up over 2% today, the Dow up 1.5%, and the S&P up 1.35%. Great day in the markets, fueled by the rally, big earnings last night from Intel and some of the tech stocks, Yahoo, that sort of thing. And it continued today after the bell. Apple, blowing away earnings, right? Sharp 95% surge in earnings for the second fiscal quarter. So the big thing is that they sold 18.65 million iPhones, which is over 2 million more than expected. They sold 4.7 million iPads compared to higher estimates, but they say basically they're limited by production on the iPad. They're selling everything they can get. And, you know, I went looking for an iPad 2. I didn't think I was going to buy it, but I had a gift card in hand just in case. And they still don't have them at the Apple Store. All they had was the iPad 2 Verizon model in 64 gig, which I wasn't interested in, but I guess that was another option. But the AT&T ones all sold out. And the smaller sizes, I think a lot of folks, you know, realize these things are kind of expendable after a couple years, so they're just going to get the low-end model and upgrade every couple years, so rather than dish out the big cash. This is more news from MarketWatch. How your iPhone is tracking you. That's right. Researchers have found that the Apple devices like iPad and iPhone are logging user data like locations and timestamps. Doesn't give me a warm, fuzzy feeling. What about you? I don't know. Yeah, so we're in earnings season. A lot of other earnings coming out. Yum brands. Again, KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut. Strong growth in China and other global markets. Past challenging conditions in the United States to post a 10% increase in first quarter profit. Shares are up 5% after hours, so that's good for Taco Bell and Yum and all that kind of stuff. But what does it mean for China? I think that means more obesity, right? More heart conditions and diabetes and that sort of thing. So there may be a boom in drug sales and stuff like that over there at some point because eating fast food can expand your waistline, especially if you do it every day and in every way. And speaking of, Chipotle, profit up 23% as new stores fuel sales. Chipotle is a great place. I love the burrito bowl. And those tortillas are like about a million calories, right? So you get the burrito bowl without the tortilla. Throw a bunch of salsa, stuff like that in there. Pretty darn good. Let's see how much they up. Their profit rose 23% to $46.4 million. So Chipotle is doing really well. Who's not doing well? The Los Angeles Dodgers. Major League Baseball takes financial control of the Dodgers from owner Frank McCourt. This is from the LA Times. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig says he will appoint a trustee to oversee the team's business affairs while investigating the operations and finances of the Dodgers and related entities. So it's things are not going that well for the Dodgers on the field. They can't score. They can't hit any runs, and their pitching has been not that great either. So, but now we have McCourt required a $30 million loan from Fox to meet the team's first payroll of the season. Not about you. You look around the baseball stadium, looks like there's a lot of empty seats. Maybe that's just me. I mean, obviously it's me. I'm not at the games. So American Idol, they're worried about their voting problems, right? Because Pia Toscano voted off the island, and a lot of the women are gone, right? So they're thinking that Pia Toscano is going to come out with an album before the end of the show, before the winner is announced. They like her that much, I guess. I thought she was kind of boring, really pretty, but very boring. So anyways, they're thinking about giving the judges a vote. I guess that would be something like Dancing with the Stars, right, where the judges get a vote. American Idol already has a save. The judges can save somebody, which they already did. They saved who they saved, the crazy guy. Can't remember his name, but that's who they saved. I don't know. They got a good thing going. I don't think it matters that much, right? Good singer's going to come out with an album anyways. Weird Al Yankovic has a parody out on Lady Gaga's song Born This Way. And Weird Al's is called Perform This Way. It's up at YouTube. Of course, it's up on my blog as well at themoneygoround.com. Probably the entry right before this audio boo. Well, that's it. That's what's going on in the market. Let me check the headlines really quick. Traders buy smartphones. Apple, Qualcomm, rise late. Apple selling all its iPads. Yeah, pretty much everything. This is the best NASDAQ day of the year. Pretty cool. The hottest real estate market. London, huh? S&P 500 edges into the caution zone. Yeah, well, we're above the highs now, right? Or it's up for the week, so we should be at the top of the range or in a new high. I don't know, something like that. So I don't think technically we're out of it, but tomorrow's probably going to go up again with the big Apple earnings. So and Yum Brands. Well, that's it. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background from MusicAlley.com's PodSafe Music is straight out of junior high with my iPod. See ya.